Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's Gentex Corporation conference call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Mark Newton, Senior Vice President. Please go ahead, Mr. Newton.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us today on this call, which is to address our recent press release this afternoon announcing an officer change. I'm joined today by Fred Bauer, our Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Connie Hamblin, our Vice President of Investor Relations, Steve Downing, our Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance, and Kevin Nash, our Chief Accounting Officer and Corporate Controller. What I'd like to do today to make certain that we've communicated this recent information, which just came out earlier this afternoon, is I'll proceed through reading of our 8K announcing the change and our press release, and then we'll work to address any questions. Our 8K announcement earlier this afternoon addresses departure of directors or certain officers, election of directors, appointment of certain officers, compensatory arrangement of certain officers. Item 502B, Gentex Corporation, the company, announced that on May 17, 2013, Steve Dyckman, Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance, is departing his current positions with the company to pursue other opportunities. Mr. Dyckman will remain an employee of the company as a financial consultant upon terms and conditions that are in discussion. A copy of the company's news release concerning this announcement was attached. In addition, the company announced that Steve Downing, age 35, was appointed as the company's Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance, effective as of May 17, 2013. Mr. Downing was the company's Vice President of Commercial Management, a role he has held since 2012. He's been employed by the company since 2002, beginning as a financial analyst, moving on to senior financial analyst, and then serving in various roles in commercial management, including Director of Commercial Management, until his promotion to Vice President of Commercial Management. He is a summa cum laude graduate of Liberty University with Bachelor of Science degrees in Finance and Management. Mr. Downing does not have a written employment agreement and will remain as an at-will employee, as is the case with all other employees of the company. The company is currently negotiating the terms of Mr. Downing's employment arrangement, which will be effective upon approval by the Board of Directors. Mr. Downing does not have any family relationships with any director or executive officer of the company. The company also announced that Kevin Nash, age 38, was appointed as Chief Accounting Officer of the company on May 17, 2013. Mr. Nash has been employed by the company for more than 13 years, the past six as Corporate Controller. The accompanying news release, Gentex announces officer change, is as follows. May 21, 2013, Gentex Corporation, Zeeland, Michigan-based manufacturer of automatic dimming rearview mirrors and camera-based lighting and driver assist systems for the automotive industry, commercial fire protection products, and dimming aircraft windows, today reported that the company's Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance departed from those roles with the company effective as of May 17, 2013. Steve Dyckman is a longtime valued associate at Gentex, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors, said Gentex Corporate Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Fred Bauer. Mr. Bauer also said that the company named Steve Downing, previously the company's Vice President, Commercial Management, to succeed Mr. Dyckman as the company's Chief Financial Officer and Vice President, Finance. Mr. Downing is a summa cum laude graduate of Liberty University with Bachelor of Science degrees in Finance and Management. The company announced that Kevin Nash has been appointed Chief Accounting Officer of the company as well. The Finance and Accounting Department of the company will otherwise remain intact. Mr. Bauer noted that the Gentex foundations of devotion to quality, devotion to innovation, ownership mentality, and unpretentious management give us a cohesive and cooperative leadership team with a deep bench. Steve Downing has 11 years of success and increasing responsibility in cost accounting, quotation development, forecasting, strategic partnerships, and new business development that is central to all of the company's sales today. We view this change as an opportunity for Mr. Downing to grow his already important contributions to the day-to-day management of the company and to further use his exceptional analytical skills, which summarizes the primary information that we want to communicate with this conference call. With this, we would now like to try and introduce Mr. Downing and Mr. Nash to you and answer questions that you may require at this time. We can proceed with questions.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so at this time by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using your speakerphone today, please release your mute function to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1. And at this time, there are no questions in the queue, but again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Your first question will come from John Murphy with Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Good afternoon. Just a question in general. Would there be any changes in sort of capital allocation decisions, either being share buybacks or dividends or sort of the placement of cash in actively managed funds?
With this announcement that we have now, again, this is Mark Newton. We've got no changes in our business or operating from all of the information that we've recently made available in our earnings release and our public documents related to that. So there's no operating changes in anything that we have with the company that accompanies this officer change.
Okay, thank you.
And next we'll go to David Leaker with Baird.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Joe on the line for David. The announcement, I'm wondering, it seems like a bit of a surprise. I'm just wondering if internally this was a bit unexpected, and then maybe if you can comment on Steve's plans, if you are aware.
We don't often have officers leave the company at Gentex, but it does happen. In this particular case, at this time, when we're still in discussions on terms, we want to honor the confidentiality of that process. So we don't have those details today, but intend to have them for you as soon as they're defined. When we do have officers leave the company at Gentex on the rare times that it occurs, we do remain committed to the same strategy and methods that have always made us successful. I think effectively the primary message that we hope to communicate to you in this is that our management team here, we have strong confidence in it. We want to try and communicate that to you as well and want you to believe the same. In this specific case, we have no change in the operating tactics or strategy of the company. We've got no changes in the accounting and finance department. Kevin Nash has been corporate controller in that department for the past 6 years, reporting to Steve Dyckman in this, with primary segments of the department reporting to him. Steve Downing has been involved in commercial aspects of the business, which relate to our finance and accounting execution throughout his career at Gentex. And as I stated earlier, our hope is to communicate to you our strong confidence in this team and our intention to continue forward as we have been doing.
Okay, and then Steve's decision to stay on is more of an advisory role. Is that more to just make sure there's a smooth transition?
That's our planning and target in this, as we always do in these situations, to ensure smooth transition as well as advice and information.
Okay. Great. I'll leave it there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Moving on, we'll hear from Adam Brooks with Sidoti & Company.
Yes, just one quick question here. Can you give us a sense of if you had, you know, any time to prepare, as in, was it kind of out of the blue, or is it something that maybe there have been some discussions for a month or two?
Actually, this information is generally new, but all the details of it we're still working to final define before we release them in this. So I don't know that we can add much further detail related to that.
No, I think Steve Downing, I think, and Kevin Nash have long experience with us, more than a decade each, and I think we operate by consensus at the company anyway. This is Fred Bauer. So I think we bring a strong team with very few changes. I think one advantage that we have with Steve Downing also is that he has an intimate knowledge of the customer base and the shop floor and many other things. So I think we'll bring a very solid team, and we are trying our best. I think we've made some tremendous improvements in our efficiency in the recent quarter that we just announced. So I think we just have a very strong team. We have a foundations principle, which is an ownership mentality through stock options and profit sharing and those things, which is a good thing. And we have dedication to quality, which is never going to change as long as I'm around. I love innovation. You know, it's got to be the right innovation. It's got to make money, but innovation is a great thing. And we don't like any kind of arrogance. So we like managers that can easily talk with their associates and try to run a kind of constructive organization. And I think our morale is very high. Every customer that comes through sees the people here, and without a doubt, it's probably our best selling tool. The people know what they're talking about, and they're highly engaged in their activities, and we have very little turnover in general as a company compared to many other companies.
Thank you very much.
And once again, that is Star One from Great Lakes Review. We'll go to Jason Rogers.
Does Mr. Dykeman have a non-compete agreement in place, and what controls are in place to protect Gentex's trade secrets? Thank you.
The standard controls that Gentex has for all its corporate officers include non-compete definition and agreements for that, and for protection of intellectual property in these. The company has always been very, very thorough in those documents. And Connie, I believe we have these available generally as a standard practice for the company. It's always been in the company's history to have this. So, yes, those are in place with Mr. Dykeman.
And there isn't a big danger in a no-compete situation. It's a highly technical company. We have, out of a total headcount of around 3,800 people, roughly, we have about 720 engineers and scientists, and I don't think Steve would be able to know too many of our trade secrets and technology things. So I don't think that's a risk. But nevertheless, we still have a very a rigorous policy and no compete, as Mark just explained.
At this time, there are no further questions.
If no further questions, are there any other further comments on this side that we want to make a point of? Anything further we can try to provide tonight? Well, if not, then shall we proceed to wrap up this call?
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, and thanks for your support. We very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, thank you.
Thanks for your participation. We're signing off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's presentation. We do thank everyone for your participation.